back at it with their most popular segment here to help out those that have been ghosted. If it's you, reach out to us, and we will help get you answers like we're doing right now for Drew. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Drew.
What's up, Drew?
Hi, Drew.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
How could you have a bad date with a girl named Reese?
Seriously.
Yeah, you think. I mean, she seems great. She's super fun. We talk a lot when we're on, but the thing is, that's just it. When she's on and she's great, and I feel like $1 million. And then the next minute, she'll be off. So it's either one extreme or the other. There's no middle ground. And right now, she's off, which just means I'm not really hearing from her, you know, and I'm not sure why.
So she hasn't completely ghosted you. She's just very wishy-washy.
Correct. Yeah. I almost feel like I get ghosted every other week, if that makes sense. But
oh,
I feel
that
like...
sucks.
Yeah, that's really bad.
It's almost worse than getting ghosted all together at once because it's like, you know, dangling something in front of me and then it's like, nah, you're ghosted. And then dangling something in front of me and then, nah, you're ghosted.
Right. Because she's awesome 1 week and then bad the next. Mm.
Correct.
Sarah, Reese, as in Witherspoon, who seems like the sweetest, I've only known sweet Reese's.
Oh, really?
Yes, because they're the pieces and then Witherspoon. So there's never been a bad experience with a Reese.
Gotcha.
And even the peanut butter cup.
The peanut butter cup's the jam.
Well, it's the best of all the Reese's.
Oh, man. I'm so happy now just talking about all those Reese's.
Woo! Well, we'll see if we can still stay happy once we talk to this Reese. Hang on. Let's give her a ring.
Hello?
Hello, Reese?
Hi, this is Reese.
Hi, good morning. It's Brad Booker with Alex Franco and Sarah Osborne. We're doing the morning show on Mix today.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Well, we've got Drew, we've got Drew on the phone for our segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we're trying to help him out because he said that, Drew, you want to say hi, by the way?
Hey, Reese.
Hi.
Just to let you know, the reason that we're calling you is because Drew contacted us. Now, we're not going to ambush you. We're here on nobody's side. All we want to do is help bring you two together to have a conversation.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm, like, kind of confused because, like, Drew's not my boyfriend. Like, we're like, dating-ish, you know? Like, we haven't really set any, like, rules or expectations or, like, how to talk about, like, being exclusive or anything like that. Like, we're just kind of, like, having fun, I thought.
So, are you dating other people?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm out there, like, dating guys.
So, like, how many guys?
I mean, just plural is already enough.
Well, I know, but I'm just wondering, like, is Drew part of one or two dudes?
Dude.
Or is he a part of an elementary classroom?
It's still not acceptable, though, like, in Drew's mind.
Well, if what she says is true and they have not had that conversation, then it's only fair.
I know, but it just sucks for Drew. I feel for him.
It does because it's for sure we haven't had that conversation, but it's like everything we do in the weeks that she's on, I think to a normal human being with common sense, you'd think, oh, this person really likes me. This person's committed to me. We go on certain trips during a week or she'll spend 3 nights a row over, you know, or like we'll go to dinner, you know, and it just feels like for a week, like I have a girlfriend, which is weird. And I know we haven't had that conversation, but being in that position, I'm like, oh, okay. And then for it to be pulled under the rug and then the next week being brought back again, it's super confusing.
Sure, no doubt.
Been there.
But, I mean, this is the problem with not defining the relationship.
I thought we were just having fun. Like, I'm not like there's guys lined up out my door. You know, I go on maybe like one or two dates a week.
Jeez.
So then do you go back to Drew in between dates?
I guess. I didn't really think about it like that. But yeah.
So Drew's like your backup.
That's awful.
He's the fire extinguisher, as I say, in case of emergency, break glass.
Oh.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now you know, but maybe y'all can have a discussion and discuss if y'all want to get more serious. But
don't
sound like she does. I don't want to assume, but it sounds like she's enjoying her life.
Yeah, I
feel so bad, Drew. I wasn't trying to hurt you or anything. I just kind of, you know, we're young. I didn't think we're in a place to, like, get married or settle down or anything. I just thought you were out there doing the same thing, and I didn't think it was a big deal. I'm really sorry.
I get it, and I'm on the same page. Like, I know we never had those conversations of like, oh, let's get married, or oh, like, let's really like be exclusive. It's just, you just make me feel a certain way. I honestly, this sounds so cheesy and cliche, but like, when I'm with you, I feel like I'm with you, and like nothing else really matters, and you're just that person. At least you were right now. So
okay, so let's not be so quick to give this up, right? If this is a feeling that you have, then why don't the two of you, well, unless Reese, are you just not willing to commit right now?
I don't, like, Drew is really great. Like, Drew, I think you're so awesome. I think we have a really great time. But I also have a great time with other guys, too, and I just kind of want to see what's out there. I'm sorry.
I'm so sick to my stomach, bro.
Oh, God.
Well, that's fair, though.
That is fair. I'm not going to shame her. I get it.
Yeah, it's fair, but whatever. Drew shouldn't stick around.
I'm not.
Good.
And no offense to you, Reese. It's just it'll be too hurtful.
It will be too hard for you. See, and that's the decision that you are entitled to make, just like it's Reese's decision to date other guys. And the bottom line is, you know, what are you going to do to make yourself happy? And are you willing to stick around because Reese does make you happy? Or are you realizing that your self-worth is finding a woman that's committed to you?
The second one, for sure.
And I'm so sorry, Drew. I wasn't trying to hurt you, I swear. But, like, I'm young. I'm not ready to get married. I don't want to be tied down. I'm so sorry.